Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
They are the best of the best.
The FBI Academy is the toughest boot camp, hardest grad school rolled into one.
They're smarter.
Congratulations, you made it in.
Let's see if you can survive.
They're tougher.
Don't move! Keep your hands where I can see them!
And one of them will become our nation's greatest threat.
Are you telling me you think one of these people is a terrorist?
Priyanka Chopra stars in Quantico. Series premiere Sunday, September 27th, 10, 9 central on ABC.
Hey guys, this is the South Park After Show. This is not the episode. If you want the episode, go to southparkstudios.com. But we're going to be talking about the episodes all season long here on AfterBuzz TV for the South Park After Show. Thanks for tuning in.
Tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Aw, there we go. Hey, guys, thank you for tuning in.
There it is. Now
we can tune in the after show here at AfterBuzz TV for South Park. We're talking season 19, episode 1, entitled Stunning and Brave. Just like Caitlyn Jenner.
How else would we describe her?
Whose breath flows like butterfly wings over a canopy of paradise. And whose touch can make you come in a second. I don't know.
Sexy.
Yeah, that was really sexual.
We took
really
a turn
quick.
There.
Seriously. I can just see all the hate comments I'm going to get for this episode already because I agree with so much of what Trey Parker and Matt Stone have put into this episode.
Yeah, we're just prepared to be ripped apart. It's fine.
Yeah, pretty much. As you saw before we started, I put on that little intro because so many of our comments are just literally like, fuck you, and like, go die in a fire, and this isn't the episode, you fucking assholes. So I just decided, let's nip it in the butt where if they won't even listen to 2 seconds of the beginning where it says this is not the episode.
Right.
I can officially tell them to go fuck themselves, and I won't feel bad. You know what I mean?
Well, you are totally justified, and you're actually allowed to do that, so...
I mean, yeah.
Let's do it.
I am allowed to do that. So, this episode was really well done. I can tell that they added Jared in at, like, the last second. That was really just, like, an added bonus.
Just a little Jared love.
You know, you got the Syrian children, and Jared's not chasing the children. Oh, now the refugees are saving their Syrian children. Oh, my God. So... this episode touches on a very important topic in our little place called the United States this generation in 2015. Welcome to 2015, Christy.
Woo!
Where politically correctness is the new in and where people are trying to be cool by being social justice warriors, but they all just look like assholes, and now everyone who kind of knows they're assholes just try to shut up so they don't go after them.
Yes, we're calling this officially outrage culture, yes?
Pretty much. Outrage culture, microaggressions.
Is the official term.
Respect our pronouns. I can be anything I want. Don't try to genderize your baby because it isn't old enough to decide if it's a boy or a girl. Fuck you. So done.
We may have already used our F-bomb number for the entire season.
Yeah, I think within the first 3 minutes I've said fuck enough.
But you actually set that threshold, right? So
no, yeah. I mean, I'll try to avoid it moving forward. But, like, to be perfectly honest, I am so done. I'm so glad South Park's pointing out the idiocy of these people and the hypocrisy of all these people who are going to college, getting these bullcrap degrees, and... all they do is just complain on the internet all the time or band together and try to rip people's careers apart for saying something. It's like, it's ridiculous.
It's people that just want to have an issue with something They want to be mad. They want to yell at somebody. They want to be something else that somebody else is doing. And
they
want to
become the known
direction.
Advocate and the trendsetter for certain things.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm sorry, I don't know. Unless you tell me how to address you, I'll respect it. But, like, until I know, don't get mad if I call you a girl, if you look exactly like a girl, if you dress and trying to put on that thing, or vice versa. You know, all the respect if that's what you're doing and you tell me. But you're not allowed to get offended if I don't know right off the bat when you have a mustache and short hair and you're genetically a female. Like, I don't know. Like, I understand. People just are getting so offended nowadays, and I don't know what the hell to do.
Well, right. Well, and a big part of that is even those people who are going through these direct issues, it's the people around them who are like, wait a minute, we don't want them to be offended. A lot of times the actual person has a very good, not maybe a sense of humor, but has a good sense of themselves. And
they're understanding.
They aren't offended. Yeah, they know that people are going to take some time to get used to them or that they have to explain themselves and then they'll be accepted or not. It's the people around them and it's the others that just want to have an issue.
There's a great example of this in Comedy Central. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to name names here because, frankly, I don't want to, like, call anyone out. But Comedy Central has a talk show that they were looking at a replacement host for one of their hosts.
Mm.
Well, they were looking at multiple candidates, and there was an African-American woman on the writer's team for the show in the beginning. And the woman did not want to host the show. Mm-hmm. She said she didn't want to host the show. She said, I am not prepared to host this show. I do not want to do it. Well, people took that as, no, it was just the other people in the writer's room telling her that she's not good enough to do it. And obviously it's their white male privilege that's just putting her down, when literally she's telling this woman, screw off, I don't want to host the show because I don't think I could do it justice compared to some of the other potential candidates. Mm-hmm. Which, in the end, turned out to be an African-American person who took the job, which is great. But hundreds and thousands of people jumped on this bandwagon trying to get the other people fired because they didn't give this woman the job.
Mm-hmm.
So social justice warriors are these people who try to tell you that you are offended at something. It's like if I open the door for you, Christy, you're like, okay, thank you. A social justice warrior sees me open the door for you, it's my white male privilege to open the door for you, and you should be offended that I opened the door for you because you're just a damsel in distress because I opened the door for you. It's these idiots.
And now
who
I'm
just
insulted.
But what I love about South Park, this is going somewhere, I'm sorry guys, this is going somewhere. What I love about South Park is they are finding the hypocrisy in the social justice warrior movement and how it pertains to everything they're doing, and comparing it with Tom Brady and the hypocrisy that's completely with the NFL commission and everything, and Caitlyn Jenner and the hypocrisy that's completely rampant with there. It's like you're not allowed to have an opinion anymore if it's against what they feel to be offensive.
Right.
It's like, I'm sorry, Caitlyn Jenner, you know, what she did was very brave. And this is why I love the episode title, Brave and Stunning. You know what? Caitlyn Jenner, for going from Bruce Jenner to what she looks like now is Caitlyn Jenner.
Mm-hmm.
Fairly attractive.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
agreed.
To be perfectly honest. But
she looks great. And she's old, let's not forget.
But when you live in this world and you have friends that are going through the transition and friends who are in that same position as her,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have millions and millions and millions of dollars to go through these operations and things like that, you know, what she did was technically brave, but you know what? There's so many more people who are braver than her.
Yes, and Caitlyn Jenner herself has kind of stepped in doggy doo-doo over all this on her own show and shown her own privilege and the fact that she herself is not totally cool with gay marriage. And in a lot of the scenes from her show when she's talking to underprivileged trans women, it's very clear that she doesn't get it.
She doesn't.
She doesn't get it.
She doesn't understand, and it's just kind of, a lot of people are wary now because what they're doing is they're putting these people on a pedestal thinking they stand for something, and then it's backfiring on them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of funny, but it's really kind of sad because it kind of puts back the movement for people who actually are going through this in a bad way. Because if you really look at Caitlyn Jenner, the only thing that people who didn't understand before are going to think is, oh, so he was Bruce Jenner, and now she is Caitlyn Jenner, and it was a pretty easy transition for her because now the media is all supporting her, everyone supports her, and oh, look how easy it was for Bruce Jenner to go from him to looking like a beautiful woman that Caitlyn Jenner is. Mm-hmm. Look how easy it was for them.
Oh, and how great. Much attention she got in praise.
You know, it's I bet it's really easy for those people out there who are trapped inside their own bodies. I bet that's really mm-hmm. easy for them. She's making light of the situation
Agreed.
For everyone across the country who suffers from that kind of thing. So it's just kind of it's sad. Mm-hmm. It's really sad. And now I'm glad that it's kind of you're not really afraid to say your disdain for Caitlyn Jenner now, because now that the show's been out and people have realized, and even the people who are standing by her beginning are like, you know, you're really
Wait
all about
a
yourself,
minute.
Aren't you? Because if you watch I Am Kate, it's all about her. It's not about
oh,
the
yeah.
movement or anything.
Yeah.
So I feel like this episode of South Park would have gotten a lot more hate 3 or 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm. For sure. It certainly would have.
But now it's kind of it's died down enough that we can kind of talk shit about somebody who deserves to have shit talked about them.
Mm-hmm. People are getting over this. There's already outrage culture backlash. A lot of the comedians that I talk to and a lot of people in the entertainment industry are starting to say, I mean, I'm thinking of like Fashion Police and that kind of thing. I'm sorry, I got a little bit too curly there for you. But like people are starting to say, hey, wait a minute. Now everybody's PC and no one's saying anything negative about anybody. And that's not fun or funny or cute and not entertaining.
No, it's not.
And a lot, like I say, a lot of the comedians that I run into on the red carpet and I interview them, they're like, they're so over it. They feel like they can't say anything. There were several celebrities that got kind of taken to task over different things they said about Caitlyn Jenner. And now it's starting to be the butt of the joke again, I think. And
the thing that terrifies me is I see South Park getting canceled in the next 2 years. Because honestly, though,
this is my shocked face podcast.
And it's funny because we have those two like redneck looking dudes in the back who are like, how long did it last that time? About 6 years. So we got about 5.9 years to go. When you let these people who are offended over everything control everything, and they're the social media people who push all these big marketing campaigns to get shows canceled and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Comedy Central has already bowed down to them before when they didn't show Muhammad giving the salmon helmet to Peter Griffin. I highly doubt Comedy Central will not bow down to them again.
Mm-hmm.
I really think if this season of South Park or the next piss off enough people to make them start these damn marketing campaigns, we're going to see the end of South Park on Comedy Central, and I think we'll get it on another network.
Exactly. And don't you think, or even if
we need South Park,
they just decide to throw it on the internet, it could be 10 times better even.
Oh, yeah.
If they have no restrictions.
If Trey Parker and Matt Stone charged $1 for people to watch South Park on the internet, and they already have South Park Studios, like, I'm sure they would make tons more money.
Oh, yeah. And I don't even know that they would do that.
No.
Maybe 25 cents.
Yeah, I know. Seriously.
They're good guys.
This is like but this is stuff, they touch on so many topics that so many people are afraid to make fun of.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so needed right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because politically correctness is going to kill us.
There were actually some people online, I was reading tweets and things last night as the episode was airing, that felt like they didn't go hard enough at Caitlyn Jenner, or people wanted to actually see Caitlyn Jenner and wanted it to be more specifically about that. Whereas it became about the PC and the frat and the whole thing.
I think Caitlyn Jenner is a non-issue at this point, though. It's already passed. So if they went harder at Caitlyn Jenner, it's literally just beating a dead horse.
Mm-hmm.
So raising the issue of this is what the colleges are literally teaching kids nowadays. It's cool to shame people for their opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, honestly, it's just your opinion. If you don't like, I mean, it's just like Caitlyn Jenner. If Caitlyn Jenner doesn't like gay marriage, that's not my opinion,
mm-hmm.
but it's her opinion.
Right.
I don't feel like we should make her lose every single job or make her lose all her money because she doesn't support gay marriage. It's messed up,
mm-hmm.
but
really messed up
and really hypocritical and ridiculous. But at the same time, like, that's their opinion. And I think everyone has a right to an opinion, whether they're right or wrong, and whether I hate them for it, it's fine. But
mm-hmm.
I don't feel that anyone should have their careers ruined over an opinion they have. And this is what it's become to try to be a Republican in the United States as well, is anyone with conservative views, they have to keep them quiet, because
mm-hmm.
anyone with conservative views are immediately ripped apart as a racist or as a bigot or something like that, when really it's just you're associating them, you're literally being hypocritical.
That's true.
You're associating somebody who has conservative views with these right-winged idiots who hate all this other stuff, which you're literally doing what you hate. You're creating an oppressed class by associating somebody who has views that are similar with a group of people you hate, so you decide to rip them apart and tear them down with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty terrifying, the world we live in today. And I'm going to get so much hate for this episode of the show.
That's all right. We got deep right now.
I know,
right? We can get deep on the South Park after show. It's okay.
Well, sorry, because you can't go scene by scene in South Park.
Yeah.
So it's just recapping jokes if you do it that way.
Yeah.
I love that he points out, like, all the craziness that's actually happening in the town. You have a white Asian guy who built a wall to keep Mongolians out. They're really setting up for the punchline at the end where they're like, this is how South Park is. They joke about the offensive issues to make people aware of the hypocrisy within them.
Right.
It's great satire, and that's why this show flourishes so well. So PC principal. They bring in politically correct principal because the other principal got fired for making the hot Cosby joke.
And my first reaction was, oh, are we ever going to see her again? And where and when? Principal Victoria.
Yeah. So, fun fact about the Cosby thing right now. I don't know if you guys are aware. Damon Wayans.
Yes.
Did you hear about this?
Yes.
Damon Wayans came out saying that the whole Cosby rape case is a conspiracy, a hoax, to get money from Cosby and to ruin Cosby.
And that these women were, quote, unrapeable.
These women were unrapeable. So this is an example.
His word, not mine.
This is an example of somebody who has an opinion. It's a really dumb opinion.
Again, another crappy opinion, but an opinion nonetheless.
That, you know, potentially his career could be ruined by.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if he wasn't such a outspoken person for already a underprivileged class, his career would have been ruined.
Mm-hmm.
If, let's say, Christopher Walken said this, Christopher Walken would never work again in the industry because Al Sharpton, because all these people, because all these outspoken people would ruin him.
Mm-hmm.
But because it was Damon Wayans, Damon Wayans is going to survive this. And because he's a comedian, he can survive this, just like Trey Parker and Matt Stone can survive saying stupid shit.
That's right. He got attention off it. He probably got, you know, 50,000 exactly. followers or whatever he was going for.
So where do we draw the line on people having an opinion that's different from these social justice warriors? Like, who can have an opinion and who can't?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think? Like, because this episode touched on a little bit. They said, like, because you're a member of a class that does not get victimized, you cannot speak out.
Mm-hmm.
So because you're a white woman, you're not allowed to speak out, Christy.
Right. That's right. Well, you know, then I should just know my place.
You should know your place. Wait, no, that's hypocritical because you're not supposed to.
Oh, no, hypocrisy. No, I know. I mean, I draw the line. I just get concerned when the possibility of offending someone who can't defend themselves, or this kind of goes back to like the bullying and everyone's being a bully. No, small children at school who are terrified to go to school because of other kids, those people are being bullied. So in a situation where children are being, if something is being said about children or a class who can't speak for themselves, maybe I'll get a little more fired up about drawing the line. But I think in a situation where you're talking about Damon Wayans and Bill Cosby and Beverly Johnson and Janice Dickinson, those people can all speak for themselves, and they are very well. And I'm not really going to get too involved or get too hot under the collar about anything that's said because those folks are handling it.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
I feel like people need to grow up and realize that other people will say things that offend them. Honestly.
Yeah, it's true.
Because just this victim culture is just going to destroy everything we have. I mean, I my example was that buying guns. And everyone gets angry that we allow everyone, because everyone in the United States can buy a gun right now, really. Mm. Realistically,
yeah.
Somebody who's selling a gun can't discriminate against somebody if they're mentally disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody who's obviously mentally disturbed, obviously is not a good person to own a gun, the gun shop, if they deny that person, then we have all the social justice warriors coming in saying, you're discriminating against them. Why? Just because they have, let's say, Down syndrome or something, doesn't mean they can't own a gun, because the Second Amendment, they can have a gun. But then when somebody who's depressed or something buys pills or something, or buys painkillers that they shouldn't have been able to get access to because they were depressed and the doctors knew that, but they can't discriminate, and they kill themselves, then the people are like, why would you sell pills to this person? Obviously, they were depressed. Obviously, they were going to do something to harm themselves with it. Mm-hmm. How can you sell pills to somebody who's like, well, you would have discriminated me. All right, well, we should ban pills. It's victimhood culture is like the worst thing ever, and it just makes everyone angry and everyone just shuts up. This episode was so on point that once it gets to the point where if you have an opinion, people will try to ruin you for it, it comes to the point that everyone stops talking. It's like, yeah, we just kind of stopped talking.
Well, because it's the idea of, like, being coddled and not having to deal with any negativity is quite nice. You know what I mean? Like, you talk about our commenters here and with Twitter and Instagram and all this stuff. It's like, you can shut that out. I can literally not look at anything. That doesn't mean it isn't – that's not – means that people aren't ripping me apart on the comments or saying terrible, horrible
James,
things.
James, do we have anyone – or Jonathan, sorry. Don't. Jonathan, do we have anyone in the live chat talking and telling us how much they hate us?
How horrible and terrible we are.
So,
because you know, I mean, but we are afraid of that, and we've kind of gotten to the point where it's like, yeah, it's okay. I don't want to hear anything bad about me, and I can do that. It's okay. Leave me alone.
So, what's interesting about this episode is you take Cartman, the one who is the only one who you think would fight back, and he's just like, you know what? I just realized I'm a really bad person. I just want to change because I think that I shouldn't be offending any people anymore. And then Kyle is the one who's like the enemy who thinks that Caitlyn Jenner isn't a hero. He didn't say that. He said, my opinion is that Caitlyn Jenner isn't a hero. And everyone in the town is saying that Caitlyn Jenner is a beautiful woman who's stunning and brave and blah, 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 and the bravest person on earth. And like, bravest person in America. Woo, woo, woo! Wait a second! Are you saying that she's the bravest person in America and you're leaving out Latin America and Canada and blah?
Chino Hills?
You can't satisfy these people. There's no way to satisfy these people.
But that's my pet peeve. That's what I was trying to say before. It's like people who, they don't want everything to be okay. They're fighting for this, for people to use the right terms and for everything to be PC. But if everything was PC, then they wouldn't have anything to complain about and they wouldn't like that either.
Yeah, and then they wouldn't be special. They wouldn't be the special little butterflies.
That's right.
Back in the 80s, people, you know, mohawked their hair or something to be special. They didn't color their armpits or free bleed on bus seats. Gross. Anyway, I mean, what you do with your own body is your thing, but don't be getting other people sick because of it. So, what we have is Cartman is doing this, and we're juxtaposing this with Tom Brady and Deflategate, where basically the commissioner broke the rules to find out that Tom Brady, I think it was the cell phone, he took the cell phone and looked at the cell phone. It was evidence that would have been thrown out of court, in other words, but the commission's not bound by the same court of law until you're in the court of law, and that's when it gets thrown out. So the commission knows that Tom Brady's guilty, but they don't really have evidence that can be held accountable in court. So the commission breaks the rules to suspend Brady because Brady broke the rules. So Brady fires back that the commission broke the rules to discover that he broke the rules. And the commission says, but you broke the rules a bunch of times before and we didn't punish you for it. So we're going to punish you even more now for all those other rules. And then it brings in Cartman Coach and Cartman Brady at the same time saying that, yeah, but you didn't punish those for those rules. And this is a different rule that we broke, but you broke the rules to discover that we broke this. Like, we know the rules.
And it was South Park addressing Deflategate, which is what we've all been waiting for.
Yes. So now, finally, they talk to Cartman. We need Cartman to try to take down this principal, because if anyone can do it, if anyone can stare at the principal's eye and say, no, you're not going to suspend me. In fact, I'm not going to have 4 days of suspension. I'm going to have 1 day. In fact, I'm going to have no days of suspension. So he goes to PC principal in the bathroom.
Oh, this is great.
And it's just, he walks in and is like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, please, feel free to leave your dick out. It's all great. Oh, look, some boy's underpants. These are actually Butter's underpants. Dips them in the water, dips them in the pee, and is like, Butter's underpants, completely full of your DNA. It's like, wait, what? What did you say? Did you say he? It just finds all these other things to yell at and beats the living crap out of Cartman for completely ridiculous reasons.
Who's worse?
I know, right? Cartman ends up in the hospital, and finally they decide that Cartman's going to take them down by getting 20 pregnant Mexicans, a busload of
200, I think it was.
200 pregnant Mexicans, a bus full of Syrian refugees, and taco cans.
Yes! Taco launchers!
So, what this is really showing is that social justice warriors can be super, super, super racist and stereotypical as long as they say it's for a cause. And then they're heroes if they're completely racist if it's for a cause.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much...
Makes sense to me.
That's pretty much how Cartman wins in the end is Cartman was the most racist of anyone in the entire episode, but because it was for a cause of changing somebody's opinion, it's fine. There's just so many examples of this, I don't even know where to start.
Right? I know.
So how are we doing on YouTube comments? None of them.
Got a few that are,
Are they upset with us?
Yes.
Because we're not talking about the episode as specifically.
What's their beef?
Let's see. Let's see.
It must be really bad.
You got someone mad, and they said, "I can free bleed if I want." You misogynistic, transphobic, stop oppressing me.
You did get
transphobic. They're joking. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good. Good.
That's great. Turn the speakers down in there because you're getting a little feedback. But yeah, that's...
Somebody knows what we're saying.
If you're watching this, I'm assuming you enjoyed the episode of South Park, so you kind of understand where their humor was coming from. And again, some of the things I say aren't really my opinions. They're just things that I'm devil's advocating. So you're never really going to know what I really feel or not. I would never give my true opinion on this show.
You're so elusive, Steven.
Well, because you need to create the argument. You need a devil's advocate.
This is true.
It's just like Colbert. Like, nobody really knows what his real political views are because he is a character on a show. Mm-hmm. Just like my opinion on this episode is maybe a little bit different than how I'm saying it. I just need to raise these issues because this is what the episode's tackling.
I was going
to
say, Colbert probably doesn't even have an opinion anymore because he's looking at everything from a standpoint of what he can say about it and satire and all and comedy and all of that. Do you feel that way ever? You don't even know what you think anymore because you're just saying whatever?
I feel like I have stopped caring about the presidential race.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really excited to see what South Park does with this presidential race. I really want the return of Giant Douche and Turd Sandwich, but I want, like...
It'll happen.
I want, like, five more random household items or random things that are just really gross, like just big pile of garbage or whatever it is, because that's what this race is.
You had a good one out there. What was it? Something about a vagina something or another. Slurpee! A vagina Slurpee.
A vagina Slurpee. Yeah, it's just... This presidential election... I guess we're in predictions right now.
All right.
Actually,
your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Yeah, this presidential election is just such a cluster F of idiots. Like, there's no new blood in there. There's socialist Bernie Sanders. There's idiot Donald Trump. There's old Washington Hillary Clinton, who's hung up on her old ways, who's the biggest hypocrite out of, well, I can't say that comparing it to Trump, but who's just a huge hypocrite as well. And all of them are just backed by their own little group of people who are social justice warriors in their own way, who try to tear apart any of their competition in hypocritical stances that could apply to any of the candidates. I did a fun thing on Facebook the other day. I posted a status that was like, "Man, I don't know why people don't think it's a good idea to hire a rich person as president who understands how businesses work and blah 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 blah." So I had one person pissed off thinking I was supporting Hillary. I had one person pissed off thinking I was supporting Donald Trump. And I had one person pissed off thinking I was supporting Bernie Sanders.
Wow.
All of these people are basically the same person, and they're bad in some ways and good in others. And it's just there's no new blood in running for presidency. And I think it's probably one of the best things that there's so many people running because it means that the parties are split enough that somebody new could win that's not just a Bush or a goddamn Clinton. But it's also the worst of things because there's really no one to vote for.
Oh, yeah, it's terrifying, isn't it, sort of?
Yeah.
It's scary, I think.
Honestly, I just...
not enough for me to actually pay that much attention and try to do anything about it, but
it really
scary.
Feels like a reality show. Our presidential election feels like a reality show right now.
Yeah.
They filmed that damn Republican trailer for the debate last night like a reality show. They're like, "Donald Trump, Jeb Bush.
Who will be hired?
UFC's
to run America.
The Ultimate Fighter." Like, it's ridiculous. This is the dumbest... This literally makes America look like such idiots, just having this broadcast on television.
And for sure.
There's no respect anymore. Yeah. It's just a bunch of rich idiots talking for an hour, making themselves look like bigger idiots.
I know. Can you imagine how we look to the rest of the world right now?
Yeah, we look like idiots.
They're all laughing at us like a South Park episode.
It's kind of ridiculous. Like, I never would have thought 10 years ago these are the conversations that people would be having.
Right?
But,
well,
lo and behold, here we are.
All the more fodder for the South Park.
Yeah, we're gonna definitely get a Donald Trump episode. We're definitely gonna get an episode that talks about,
something about email servers.
You guys are gonna hate me for this. We're gonna get a Black Lives Matter episode.
Oh yeah.
The kids
I'm
are gonna
have
come
to
up
sit that one out.
The kids are gonna come up with something that's something Lives Matter, and everyone's gonna argue that it's racist that they came up with that, and they're gonna be wondering why, and it's gonna try to start a dialogue of why all lives matter is racist when Black Lives Matter isn't racist, and blah blah blah, because there can't be reverse racism because apparently white people can't be victims of anything because we control the social construct or something. They're really going to
talk. That was very South Parky. I hope they figure out something better than that, because that was like prediction wise what they would do.
Yeah, I mean, they touched on a little bit this episode, but I feel like this season might carry over some stuff. Mm-hmm. They mentioned last season in the beginning, so I feel like we might get a running storyline throughout the season.
Well, yeah, the first few episodes always have the things from the last few months that you were wondering what they were thinking about.
Yeah.
It's not quite as timely as it gets towards the end of the season. And remember, last season, right, was kind of the first time that they were carrying on storylines and making references, and I was wondering if they were going to do that again. And then it started out, wasn't it right away, that first scene in the school where they were like,
yeah,
mad crazy references all over from last season.
All of the references from last season. And then they referenced even previous seasons with like,
yeah.
And did somebody here say something about women shouldn't have a uterus, and it's Mr. Garrison's like, yeah, well, that was when I was a lesbian. It's like, what? Over 19 seasons, they've developed such a diverse cast of characters, mm-hmm, that have been men, that have been women, that have been everything.
They were doing trans before trans was cool, okay?
I know, last season with Sis.
Yes.
Sissy Boy or whatever, with Cartman wanting to use the woman's bathroom, and Lord singing about being in the bathroom, but it's just Rand. Because they want a bathroom they can think in.
Randy has become the star of this show.
Oh my god,
Randy.
Some point
in the last couple seasons.
Randy with his pledge.
Oh god.
Could be coming a pledge like, oh, Stan, it's because you can't be a victim because you created a social construct, so you just need to understand that we're going to shame Kyle based on his view. We're just checking his privilege. We just got to check his privilege.
And chase it with a beer.
Yeah, it's also kind of funny to see, because they're using the imagery of, like, the jocks. Because
mm-hmm.
The jocks were the most unaccepting people of all. Now what the jocks have become are these people who I never know if they believe their own bullcrap. Basically, they like, do these charity events and things like that they just seem like such douches that you really can't believe that they're doing it for a good cause. It does help the cause, but, like, deep in your mind, you're like, do you really believe this, or are you just doing this because it's helping you get girls who believe in this, or, like, what is your play right now? It's really hard, because you really can't tell people who believe their own bullcrap, or they're just trying to play a game.
Oh, I stand on a lot of red carpets at a lot of charity events and talk to people about the cause, who are there for the cause, and they don't know anything about the cause.
Yeah, it's like, I just want to host the charity event because I know these people will come and I can make connections with them.
You're taking my picture, right?
Charity events are very political anyway, so, yeah. I mean, that's, if you watch House of Cards, you'll kind of realize that. And if you watch House of Cards, there's another TV show that you're really going to like. On Sunday, September 27th, the series premiere of ABC's highly anticipated new drama, Quantico. Quantico is the place where FBI trains their top students. While over 100,000 young people apply and only 1,200 get in. So they are the smartest, strongest, and they have the best skills. But now, they must live and train together under one roof. Everything's going to change, though, when a massive terrorist attack strikes in America and the FBI discovers its greatest fear, that one of their top Quantico recruits is a terrorist. Which one is behind it all, and which one became a traitor? It's an edge-of-your-seat drama with a twist after twist after twist. Priyanka Chopra stars in one of television's new top shows of the fall. Don't miss the series premiere of Quantico, which is Sunday, September 27th at 10, 9 central on ABC. That's Sunday, September 27th at 10, 9 central on ABC. And I feel like that's our show, unless you have any other thoughts on the episode.
No, unless you're purposely trying to use words that assert your male privilege.
Ladies
which was
first.
Just the only other note that I made, so no, I'm done.
I know, it's not that chivalry's dead, it's that chivalry was killed by people who think that it's sexist.
Oh, that's cute, I like that.
Yeah, so that's our show.
Something for the ladies, too.
Can't wait to read all the hate comments. Hopefully they're not just fuck you. Hopefully no people band together and try to completely destroy us.
I think people are going to get it. They're going to get it.
I hope so. Mm-hmm. But you never know. PC Principal might be watching this show and just rip us apart. Unfortunately, of course, Trey Parker and Matt Stone are really busy at work while they do these episodes. We really want to get them in here eventually. So look for that after the season's over. I feel like that'll be a good time to kind of try to get them in here.
Yeah, of course, they're friends. We're trying to make it happen.
But, yeah, they're the best. All right, guys, that's it. Where can we find you on Twitter?
Cool, Christy? Everybody, please follow me at Christy Reports.
You guys can find me on Twitter at Stephen Lemieux, STPHNLEMIEUX, as well as doing the Graceland finale after show tonight, which is Wednesday night at 8 p.m. with creator Jeff Easton, who also created White Collar. Pretty awesome dude. It's going to be great, as well as the Fear of the Walking Dead after show. I'm sometimes on that, and The Strain, which has 3 episodes left.
All right. Come back in a couple hours and join me for SmackDown.
Ooh, nice. We'll see you guys next week with Phil Svitek, hopefully.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.